Mark Connolly and Rick Ray are registered representatives and financial advisors with Park Avenue Securities, a registered broker deal and investment advisor. The information you will hear on this show is for information purposes only, and individual situations vary. The information should be relied upon only when coordinated with individual professional advice.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Lone Star Money Resource. This is your hosts, Jason Shreve and Mark Connolly with the Wealth Design Group. And we're lucky to be joined today with Keith Bilski of Finial Group. For those of you who've missed the first couple segments, you want to stay tuned because we've got some great advice coming your way. So let's just jump back into that conversation where we left off. And Keith, you've gone through a series of things, starting out in a salaried position at a job right out of college, jumped into commercial real estate, and now you have your own firm. So tell us a little bit about where does that entrepreneurial spirit come from?
Yeah, you know, I've always, from a pretty early age, been, I guess, amazed and maybe somewhat disenchanted by how many people in our society basically just sort of work to get by, right? They work for a living, and while it is noble and everyone has needs and needs to provide for their family, it sounds like a pretty miserable existence to basically just go clock in every day to try to get by, you know? And I always sort of despised the thought of wishing your life away to just get to retirement. And there are so many people out there that I think basically go through their days just hoping that the week goes by and just hoping to get to the weekend, and then the next week starts and they wish it away to get to the next weekend, and they do all that to just wish they get to retirement.
So many wasted days.
Wasted days, right? And you know, none of us are guaranteed any amount of time here. So I just didn't like that that lifestyle from a very early age, and was always intrigued by people who had the freedom of owning their own business and investing and being able to actually enjoy life and do what they want to do and really live. So always was intrigued by that from a very early age, and committed to myself that I wasn't going to just work for a living, but I was going to do something I love, and thankfully I found that.
That's awesome. Yeah, it actually brings up, we were talking at one of our live coaching sessions that we did about this word retirement. You know, obviously in our industry we use it all the time. People are setting up retirement plans and 401ks, and they're putting the money away. But I mean, one of the things that we are big believers in is we tell people, you're saving to be more financially independent than anything else, because our advice is you're really investing for life, whether it's real estate, whether it's a stock market, no matter what it is, you're investing for life. Because I find the people that have the happiest, quote unquote, retirement aren't really retired at all. Right. They're still out there making things happen and doing things. And yeah, it's just saving, saying I can't wait until I get to this one day. I mean, that's not enjoying and fully living. You've got to do both, fully live and be prudent, of course, we believe. But that's just so interesting that you said that, because, like, I couldn't agree more. And people think that, well, you're in a retirement business. How could you even agree with it? We say it. I mean, we get out there and talk to people. You need to have – your plan for retirement needs to be more than just golf.
Absolutely.
You know, that's a common theme with a lot of business owners, though, because at the end of the day – going out starting your own business is a difficult thing to do. It's not easy, and so you have to enjoy what you do. And it's just so interesting that everybody feels that way.
Yeah,
all the business owners.
We have a lot of clients that have been doing it for 20 years. So I've got a lot of business owners that hit the quote unquote retirement age. You know, 60. I'm a retired 55, 60, 65, and they're still. I'm still. You know, we're still reviewing their what they're doing, and they're still working. They love it.
They take a few more vacations.
Well, yes. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. So, you know, talking about that, you've obviously got that spirit, the entrepreneur spirit. There's headaches that come with it. Why be the business owner instead of just collect that check?
Sure. Well, for anyone that's listening and that owns their own business knows that it certainly has its share of challenges. And I think all businesses do. And there are moments where you get beat up and you wonder if you're doing what you should be. But again, I think it comes back to you've got to be doing something you love. You got to be doing something that you have a real passion for. And you got to have the fortitude to just keep at it, you know, and that you got to continue marching towards your goal relentlessly. You know, back to the point that I made earlier in the show about the people we hire, that's our culture, and that stems from something that's just rooted deep in me, and that, you know, regardless of how difficult any day may get and twists and turns of any individual deal, I always know that at the end of the day, I've got a very clear goal in mind of creating a great company that, you know, is made up of great people and grows to be something significant. And I'm going to get there relentlessly. And so that's, you know, that gets me through the twists and the turns, and we have our share, but, we, you know, we try to get smarter about the way we do things and learn from them. And hopefully, eventually we'll continue to get closer to perfect.
And there's, you know, obviously in the markets, there are ups and downs, whether you're investing in, you know, stocks, bonds, or real estate. So, you know, what are, you know, how do you get through some of the tough economic times? And were some of the last few years with oil industry the way it was, did that have an effect on commercial real estate and what you do?
Yeah, and that's a great question because it really, it does have an impact on our businesses. But interestingly, it has an impact on our different businesses in different ways. And that comes back to one of the key reasons we have the full service platform is in a lot of ways, our service business of our brokerage and property management businesses are a hedge against the downturns in the market because, you know, there are certainly climates where when the market is overheated and at peak, it doesn't make sense for us to go out and deploy capital on the investment side. And if we're going to get great returns for our investors, we can't be the guys that are buying at peak of market pricing. So we have to be disciplined enough to get on the sideline when things feel like they are getting overheated and when they feel the fundamentals feel like they're being pushed too much and people are aggressively, you know, chasing properties and you're bidding against others. We have to get on the sideline. And for us, our brokerage and management businesses provide cash flow and keep us busy during those times, and they give us that ability to have that discipline. And interestingly, on the brokerage side, there's always opportunity because in a down market, companies are contracting and need to get out of the space they're in and get into smaller space. And while you love working with clients when they're growing and having fun doing it, there's also a real need when they're contracting and you have to help them navigate through that situation and reduce their rent expense. So there's always an opportunity for us to provide value and generate fees along the way. And that's an important part of why we have the full service model.
So some people that just tuned in, could you explain your full service model, all the parts of it?
Absolutely. So within our company, we have a brokerage company that represents tenants as they're seeking space in office, industrial, or retail space. That company represents landlords in a third-party capacity as they're seeking to fill vacancies that they have. And then within our property management company, we'll manage properties for owners in a third-party capacity. And then the third leg of our three-legged stool is our investment and development business, where we'll purchase properties for our own account and investors that have invested with us alongside in those projects.
Okay, awesome. How would someone get a hold of you if they needed to?
Absolutely. You can reach us at our main line at 713-422-2100 or check us out on our website at finialgroup.com, and that's FINIALGROUP.com, and there's a contact us email there.
Finial Group. What is where does that word come from?
Sure, we get that question a lot, and we get some mispronunciations along the way.
Yeah.
Has a lot of vowels in it. So finial is the architectural apex at the top of the building. So it's synonymous with spire, and it basically it comes from that. At the end of the day, we aspire to be at the top among our peers, and that was sort of the origin of it. And again, for those of you that have ever named businesses, you know, all the common words are taken, right, when you look at domain names and business names. So you have to get creative sometimes. And
Whiteboard out, you get a room of 10 people, brainstorm.
That's right. So that was one that we felt like really portrayed what we want to be, and that was the origin of it.
I think it does. I think it's a cool name. So that's a great choice. What advice for our listeners that are out there would you give if they're interested in starting a business? What advice would you have for them?
Yeah, I think, you know, looking back, something that we did that was very well planned was we were very strategic about it. You know, early on when I started discussing with my wife that this is something I wanted to do, we started talking about how we could curtail our own expenses because I didn't want to go out and get a lot of outside investment capital that then I had to report to and essentially was working for someone else day one that I launched my own business. So really wanted to bootstrap and just, you know, rub our pennies together and get after it and do what we can with what we had. So to do that, we had to make a lot of personal sacrifices. And while our, you know, peer group and other families were continuing to buy and do more, you know, bigger houses, bigger cars, do those things, we made some personal sacrifices to not do those things and to save. Just to make sure that we had the fuse that we knew we needed to be successful. And it was really about, you know, we always knew we would be successful. It's just a matter of time, right? And when you plan a business, if you really believe in what you're doing, you know you're going to be effective at it and you know you're going to be successful. But what you don't know is how quick it's going to happen for you. And so a key for us was making sure we had comfortable room that we could really focus strategically on the long-term things that we wanted to without the pressure of having to figure out how we're going to pay our mortgage next month. And that's tough, especially with small kids. And it took, you know, making some tough decisions and not spending a lot. But it's given us some freedom. And thankfully, success came to us pretty quickly. And it all worked out very well. But it certainly did require some sacrifice on the front end.
Yeah, and sometimes too, like you're saying, that can be a tough leap with small kids and a wife, you know, because it's a family decision, not just a Keith decision.
Absolutely.
So good for them.
So Keith, in the struggle to continue to have the business successful, what do you see things happening in your marketplace? What do you see? Give us your kind of future outlook is what you see happening in the markets.
Well, for us, you know, back to the conversation we had a minute ago, we're a bit agnostic about markets good or bad because we can be effective in any. And to some extent, our investment business really thrives when the market's down because it's that volatility that creates opportunity for us to acquire assets at a really attractive basis. And so right now, that's where we are in the market is we look at Houston as a whole and a city that's absolutely going to continue to prosper long term. And while we may have hit a blip with the oil downturn, we're very bullish long term in Houston assets. And that's created an opportunity for us on the investment side right now to deploy a lot of capital. And fortunately, we have some great partners that believe our message and agree with us on that. And so we've been able to get after a lot of acquisitions, and we're doing it without buy-side pressure from the East and West Coast that we would have seen at peak of market. So our immediate plan is to continue to buy as much as we can here locally and be as successful as we can as we round out our team here in Houston. And then long-term, we have big aspirations. We'd like to grow our platform into some other markets that we've identified. We'd like to operate in Dallas and Austin and San Antonio, Denver, and some other markets around the country. And so we've got a long way to go to get there, and we've got a lot of work to do to get there. But I'm confident we will in time and you know, just take it step by step and day by day.
And tell us a little bit, you know, you mentioned something about rounding out your team. Tell us a little bit about your team and kind of how they have helped you get to where you are today.
Absolutely. Well, I'm incredibly blessed to have an awesome team. I've got, you know, people who are just truly loyal, great people, and have great work ethic surrounding me. So that makes it easy and that makes it fun. And you know, we've got a team of people that, you know, when you're in the foxhole of business and the missiles are flying, you know, you got to be in the foxhole with the right people, right? And thankfully, we've got that. You know, we've got many layers of support that I know have my back at every you know step in the process. And we have people that I'm confident could step up and run the business and run our investments if I were hit by a bus tomorrow, which hopefully I don't get. But we've got a very good team, and that's really what makes it work. And that's what's enabled investors to have substantial confidence in us and invest in assets is they've, you know, been able to meet our team and get to know who we are.
How did you acquire most of your investors? Just through different relationships or?
Yeah, so our business is really all about performance and it's all about reputation. Mm-hmm. And none of us came into this, me included, with, you know, really a great network of high net worth people. But slowly, I, you know, met people and produced great results for them and they introduced me to other people. And so it's really just been organically grown and it's all been through people we've met along the way and produced results for.
I can definitely tell why you won the 40 under 40. You got a really cool story, and it's been great to have you on the show. We're very thankful.
Well, thank you, guys.
How can people get a hold of you one last time?
Absolutely. You can reach us at our main phone number, which is 713-422-2100, or check us out on our website at Finial Group, which is FinialGroup.com, and there's a Contact Us page there.
And that brings us to our Bop Bang Boom Hard Truth Minute that only an awesome entrepreneur like Keith Bilski of Finial Group could tell you. Listen, you must be in a business that you love. You produce for clients and you produce for investors. Bring a great deal of energy, and yes, success will come. But you got to hire the right people that fit your culture. Then you can march toward your goals relentlessly and be clear about those goals for yourself and for your team. You see, you must be very strategic about having your own business, and you must make big personal sacrifices that your family's got to be on board too. It sounds tough, but when you know you will succeed, it will in fact work out. So we just want to thank Keith for being on the show today. It has been awesome to hear a story about going into the real estate business and how you can make that successful with the sacrifices that you have to make. So thanks again, Keith Bilski, for being on with Finial Group. And just want to remind our listeners that we've got coaching coming up on June 22nd. We'll be talking about what's happening in the U.S. markets, what's happening in the international markets, where should you have your money, what's the right way to invest. If you're interested in hearing about that, or any of our live coaching events or our webinar events, call us at 713-826-0426. Lone Star Money Resource.
Hypothetical examples discussed are not intended to suggest a course of action or represent the performance of any product or security. All investments contain risk and may lose value. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Diversification does not guarantee profit or protect against market loss. Investing in foreign securities may involve heightened risk, including currency fluctuations, less liquid trading markets, greater price volatility, political and economic instability, less publicly available information, and changes in tax or currency laws. Such risks may be enhanced in the emerging markets. The S&P 500 index is generally considered representative of the stock market as a whole. It, however, focuses on the large cap segment of the U.S. market. Indexes are unmanaged and you cannot invest directly in an index. Wealth Design Group does not give tax or legal advice. Anything mentioned in the show related to these items is not advice, and you must check with your CPA or attorney prior to taking action. Securities products and advisory services offered through Park Avenue Securities, a member of FINRA/SIPC.